A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Welcome back to Austin, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, for South by Southwest 2024. And man, am I excited about this next guest. But before we get to it, I just want to give a quick shout out to, man, all the friends of our show that are out here killing it. You know, people like Grace Bowers, our dear friend Grace Bowers. Tonight, she's opening up for Gary Clark Jr. You know, stuff like that. So, yeah, you know. So many of our friends here, and we thank you all, loyal audience, for sticking with us, because we really are onto something here with the friends of our show. We connect with good people that, you know, are making great things in the music world, and you see it here at festivals like South By. You kind of see, you know, their growth, if you will. But anyway, today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, so excited to have them. I mean, talk about an amazing band from Glasgow, Scotland. Spires, ladies and gentlemen, Spires. I know our friends across the pond know about them. Maybe our North American friends don't know about them yet, but they are an incredible four-piece band from Scotland, and they are one of the cream of the crops here at South by Southwest. Everyone's raving about them. They just have incredibly catchy hooks, fantastic songwriting, and they are playing some of the biggest sets of the biggest crowds of the festival, and so thrilled to have them. They recently released an incredible EP, and they have racked up over 2 million streams on Spotify alone. You know, they've had breakout singles like Other Side, Fake ID, and I Don't Care. And they've received incredible outpouring of radio support from people like the BBC One, Radio X in England, you know, BBC introducing Scotland's VV1H, Big Galloway, the whole thing. They are just incredible. So enjoy the conversation with Spires.
Wow. They the hardest of bands in the world.
That'd be so long.
We need that right now. We need that.
For the video audience, you know, you just came back from like, I mean, a 1 a.m. show. We're tipping this kind of mid-morning.
That was the last time we've ever played that late. We were a bit tired, but then we made it work. We made it work, and we didn't think that like a lot of people would be there, but
especially when you relate it back to like the time of Scotland as well, 6 a.m. So we dubbed that in.
I hear you. I'm at an age where like I'd rather have like 3 p.m. shows.
Yeah, a nice responsible drink, of course, 1 a.m. show.
but the fire's on my list for sure, because everyone is raising about you guys.
Amazing.
Oh, that's nice to hear. I know.
Yeah. Well, you guys are taking everything by storm. I mean, what a trip, first of all. We're talking off camera. New York. How was that?
So cool. Like that was our first time, like never mind playing like in America, but like outside of the UK. So for your first one to be in New York and then South by Southwest is like top.
Right in at the deep end.
Even for being like the age that we are as well, we feel like it's just still happening really fast. But yeah, I mean, can't really.
So we ahead.
If you're good, you're good.
Yeah, I mean,
you know.
Got to do it. But I feel like even though success has come early for you guys are pretty even keeled. Like you guys kind of get it, is what I'm saying. You guys know that, you know, that you're lucky, that you're grateful. Yeah. Man, I'm your ass off, right?
Yeah. We work hard. I mean, Jude works in a bar. And then Alex, our drummer, he works full time. Me and Emily are both students. Yeah. And we also have a job. So, like, we do a lot to keep this band going, and we just want it to get like bigger. And even though like we've had a load of success like quite early, we're just like really grateful for everything. Like we play shows back home in Glasgow, and 600 people come, and we are like, oh, I didn't even know that 600 people listened to us. And then when we come over here and we're playing at 1 a.m. and there's a room full of people, we're like, wow, this is crazy. So yeah, I think we are like very
still very grounded.
Maybe after this.
Never leave.
Glastonbury, never leave.
I mean, speaking of that, of the Glasgow shows and everything, and that speaks to how beloved you guys are. I mean, when you guys came, you know, you guys sold out shows, kind of like a fundraisers to like sponsor the trip and all that. I mean, that's gotta feel good to have just kind of the whole community just like really support not only your art but you guys people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, like, because we also done like a crowdfunder where we were seeing people that were adding in donations and stuff, so going, why us, you know, like, it's that kind of like why us getting an image. But we're obviously, as you're saying, very very appreciative of absolutely everything, and of course it's mainly
Scotland. Scotland's a really good country.
A good community.
Everyone's so supportive, and like our friends, our family, like even like people we don't even know, like giving us money to come here or buy a ticket to our next, or like buying merch. It's like, well, in the crowdfunder that we made, like, we set it as £500 as the goal. And we hit 500, and people that we didn't even know, I'm sure like some of them will know them through somewhere else, but we met you £100.
Yeah. So, I think as well, we're also like incredibly lucky, like family wise. Every one of us has like such an incredible, like, supportive parents. So, and my mum and dad are even here, like, they're supportive. So, they've came with me. We're incredibly lucky in that, sense, man.
Well, and you guys are damn good. So, like, when you put that into the cocktail, it's like, well, great people, humble, hard workers, and they're fucking badass.
I'll take that. That sounds good.
It's good. I'm just curious personally about the Glasgow's, like the Glasgow scene. Like, you know, when you guys were starting as a band, like, you know, you hear about Liverpool and that kind of stuff, London, but like, how's the Glasgow scene? Like, what is that?
Glasgow's the best.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just saying that because we're from Glasgow. Maybe we're a bit biased, but I think even people that aren't from Glasgow always say that Glasgow's our
best town.
Yeah, like, best crowd. They know how to have a good time and, yeah, just let go and just jump about or whatever. Like, sometimes we'll play down south, like in like London or like another city, like wherever we would play. And then just kind of stand there. We're like, come on, no, like, come on, like, dance or something about. But Glasgow, you don't even need to say a word. I mean, we're like,
you don't have to play a cob, never mind, to say a word. It's good.
Yeah, when we first started the band, it was more of like a kind of like punk scene in Glasgow. So it was like a lot of kind of like really kind of like punky sounds. So I think that kind of like transferred into like our first songs, like Other Side and Fake ID. You've got more of like a punky kind of like the guitar parts and stuff. But now everyone, like after COVID and everyone had a bit of time with themselves, I feel like bands really like went off and like found an individual sound. So it's quite varied now.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So like there's loads of different bands and I feel it's just a really good scene. Everyone's really, really friendly and all the like it's all the same people that come to all the gigs. So it's like nice to see people there.
Even like other bands as well from Glasgow that kind of like started at the same time, around about the same time as us, they're all incredibly supportive of us as well. So, and we're obviously supportive of them. So it's kind of, as I was saying, that good community, I think.
Someone said today that COVID started 4 years ago today, which is wild. But anyway,
I don't want to go there. I don't want to bum us down.
All right. The 13th is the 12th. Aye, God.
Wow. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's my ass kicking ass. We're not wearing masks. But you know, I mean, reading about you guys and kind of in research, I mean, obviously everyone raves about your like show and your energy, but I feel like your songwriting is underappreciated. Like, you guys are, do you write songs?
We both write songs. But we usually, me and Emily will come with chords and lyrics and bring it to like Jude and Alex, and then we'll all kind of build on it together. So
it's like really good. Like, I don't think you guys get props for like the incredible songwriters. I'm from Nashville. Like, I know a good song.
Also got like incredibly supportive like producers and like engineers as well. Like, we work with two guys, Moyle and Johnny, and they've been with us since the start. So, you know, they can tell us when something sounds bad, and then we'll tell them.
Yeah, it's like
a good dynamic with our like producers and stuff. So yeah.
Do you guys have like a songwriting discipline? Like, you know, some people, you know, it's like when they go to the gym, like, I don't know, 5 times a week. And like, do you guys have something like that with songwriting? Or is it more like, I can be eating a taco here and you get the inspiration?
Yeah, I think it's more just kind of like off the cuff where we'll like, right, let's just dedicate a day and like, we'll see what we can come up with.
Or else it's like, we need a song for the morning. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Go, go, go.
In recording, we will write the lyrics 5 minutes before we go into the booth. Like, so our lyrics, like, it sometimes takes a while to get lyrics out, but then we wrote songs that took us like an hour to write. So it's like with the adrenaline as well, we need it done.
Yeah.
Like, then we're really, we've had a different part. We work under pressure, I think that is, but we need to stop telling ourselves that.
Yeah, we
I know you guys have a lot going on. You got parents, you want to eat barbecue. So let me leave you guys with this. You guys have had so many highlights the past 18 months, especially across the pond, and more to come here in the US, I know. What is something that, you know, that when you look back, you're like, man, that is why we do it. That is why we endure the jobs and the long hours and the lack of sleep.
I think New York, like that one there was, I like that. Probably topped a lot of gigs, of course, like first time as well, and it just packed rooms.
We had a bit of a rough time getting over here, traveling and everything. So when we played that first show and like my equipment wasn't working and it was like all really rushed, we felt a bit like down the dumps a bit, because it was like we'd spent all that time and money getting here, and I was like, nothing's going to plan. So when we finally got to do that last show in New York, it was like, we were just like, wait, let's just go on and have a good time. And it was amazing. And it like made, it was like really gratifying, like being like, this is why we've done this. Do you know what I mean?
So
that, I think that was like,
I love that.
A good one that we've had recently. I think also like performing like sellout shows as well, like knowing that like something's sold out is just like crazy. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, how did that many people like buy a ticket, come to the gig? Like,
they're now with the wobs on it. Yeah.
For us, like, sometimes it just doesn't click in your head, but you know, it's such a great community. Mm-hmm. Even people that aren't from like Scotland, they'll come up and see us. There was people at the show last night singing the works, and yeah, it's like,
that was me. That was us.
It's like that, like seeing people actually in person and taking the time out their days to come and see us. That's probably why. Is that why?
Yeah, absolutely.
And kind of the best part of being in a band.
For sure.
I know. Thank
you very much.
You guys are headed, and we're buying all the stocking spiders. All our pension fund. Just investing like crypto. Thank you guys, and have a great South by.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here for the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from J-Rod Concert Media.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.